Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. This is the day that our Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, brothers and sisters. Good morning, and I welcome you to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for this morning is the audacity of hope. The audacity of hope. Are you bold enough to believe? And our scripture for today comes from the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, remember to set your alarms to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com, or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I. Number two, save the date to fellowship with me as I minister for the Women's Conference at Outreach of Excitement Church here in Miami on Thursday, September 21st at 7:30 p.m. That's 2 days before my birthday, so I look forward to seeing you there. And finally, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. My new book is available in multiple locations. Please just go to the website, feelthefire.com, on the store page to see the list of available outlets so that you can order the book in print or as an ebook. You can also contact me, learn more information about me, see videos of me preaching prior sermons, everything that you need on that website, feelthefire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I got a fired up morning motivation for you today. I'm in the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, and I'm reading from the KJV. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, "Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout." So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. And seven priests, bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord, went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them. But the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So did they 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, "Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city." and the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when you take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. But all the silver, listen, and all the gold, and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Praise the Lord God for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Say it with me wherever you are. The audacity of hope. In 2006, then Senator Barack Obama wrote a book entitled The Audacity of Hope, Reclaiming the American Dream. In that book, he chronicled significant aspects of his life leading up to his U.S. Senate run and how impossible attaining that goal seemed at that time. He wrote of his successes as well as his flaws, laying himself open to the criticism that comes with informing people of the obvious, that they always forget about extraordinary people, that you are human and have flaws just like them. Well, fast forward 2 years later, and then Senator Barack Obama became our nation's first African-American president. No marital scandal, no prior political scandal, two Harvard-educated African-American attorneys from the poor South Side of Chicago, with two daughters without scandal. Basically, an unknown black man in our nation, even unknown in the influential circles of black people, running against the biggest name in the Democratic political machine, Mrs. Hillary Rodham Clinton. Who would have thought it? Truthfully, nobody. But Barack Obama, who had the audacity not only to believe, but to keep believing. I wonder, what do you believe today? What is it that you are bold enough to hope for this morning? You see, God has so much in store for you. But until you and until I are fearless and courageous enough to not only believe it, but to see it and just do it as Nike says, we will always live beneath our destiny and promise. Instead, we have to come to terms with the fact that we need to exert or assert staying power, the kind of staying power that comes with the boldness of the audacity of hope, with the disrespect of the audacity of believing enough that you are willing to change the status quo by not only hoping for something better, but doing something better, just like we saw in Joshua chapter 6 this morning. In today's word, we saw the culmination of the time of the journey of the Israelites from that time frame when the Lord had first sent Moses to Pharaoh to tell him to let my people go, wherein they endured the 10 plagues, wherein they endured having to cross the Red Sea, wherein they endured having nothing to eat and having to have the Lord send them fresh manna from heaven. We are at this time frame where they have endured all of this fight, where they have kept believing for the promise, they have exercised their faith by putting it into action, and now they are at the walls of Jericho. And so Joshua lays out the strategy to them, just as the Lord has laid it out to him. And he says, look, for 6 days, or really for 7 days, we are going to compass this city about. We are going to be in divine order here, and we're going to have the ark of the Lord. We're going to have the priest. They're going to blow the horns. But no matter what happens, children of Israel, you are to hold your peace until I tell you to shout or say something differently. Every day, we are going to compass this city one time. And understand that while we are compassing this city or encircling this city, you will see these large, formidable walls that are around the city, protecting the city. Because at that time, Jericho had issued the edict that no one was to go in or out because of the children of Israel being on the outside ready for war. So each day, we'll get up in the morning. And we'll circle this place. And as we do, I want you to still believe that God has given it to you. I want you to not let go of the audacity, the boldness, that courage, that heroism of the audacity of hope. I know the situation looks bleak. It is a large wall, much larger than we are. I know the situation looks impossible because here we are after we've gone through all of this stuff, not just for days and weeks, but years and decades, we've been waiting to actually get to this very point that has been promised to us. So I know that you may be despondent. I know you're weary. I know you're frustrated, exasperated, exhausted, and tired. Some of you probably have stopped believing, but I need you to reach down within yourself and find the audacity of hope. So for 6 days, they did this, encompassing this city. And then on the seventh day, Joshua said, we're not going to just encompass it one time like we've done on the prior 6 days, but seven times. Do you know how tired these people must have been? I mean, come on, Joshua, this is the seventh day. This is the day of victory. It is the day of promise. Now you're going to require more work on the day of victory than you even required on the prior 6 days. But they had that audacity of hope. So they encompassed the city. And then on that seventh time, when the priest blew the ram's horns, Joshua said, now is the time for you to shout. Now is the time for you to go in and overtake this city. Now God has manifested your victory. This is not the time that he's given it to you. He gave it to you way back then. Hallelujah. When he sent Moses to tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. That's when he gave it to you. But now is the time that you receive it. The audacity of hope, you see, to continue to believe for something that seems impossible despite everything that happens. Now, I looked up audacity in the dictionary, and I was really, really pleasantly surprised at the second definition that I saw. The first one I was very familiar with, and probably so are you, the willingness to take bold risks. Synonyms such as boldness, daring, fearlessness, bravery, courage, heroism, grit. But then the second definition stated rude or disrespectful behavior, impudence. I said, well, wow. And the synonyms were insolence, presumption, bad manners, nerve, gall, defiance. And I said, isn't that interesting? They almost seem in opposition to one another. But when I thought about it, I said, really, you must have both to have the audacity of hope. Because you must have the boldness and the courage for whatever you're believing God for. But you also must have that gall, that unmitigated gall, as my son likes to say. You must have the nerve to confront the status quo, to move past it. And sometimes that unmitigated gall is disrespectful to the past. Or is disrespectful to what has been holding you back. But that's okay because there is a time and a place for everything. Sometimes you must have the nerve to be disrespectful to the past, to be disrespectful to what was, to change it into what should be. Praise the Lord. Now, our time is almost run. We got to get ready to go into prayer. But as we go into prayer, I want you to begin to call out the things, the visions, the promises that you are hoping for, the things that you have let go of. Maybe you've gotten tired of believing God for those things. I need you to get your second wind, as they say, as we go into prayer about the audacity of hope for the promises of your life. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We praise you because truly this is the day that you made. Not only have you made it, but you have given it into every one of us. You've given us the same 24 hours to accomplish and attain the impossible in our lives. You've given us the same 24 hours to find our second wind, to believe again, to hope again, to strategize again, to plan again, to write the vision, as your word says in Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4, to make it plain, to run with it. You've given every one of us the same opportunity today to rise up and to live out our destinies. Father, we come this morning asking for forgiveness for the doubt, for the procrastination, for the laziness, for the stubbornness, for the disbelief, the despair, the despondency, the tiredness, the weariness, whatever it is that caused us to stop believing, that caused us to stop being bold enough. Worrying about what other people think, worrying about what other people say, not finding strength within ourselves, despite you having already given us the victory. We come repenting of that this morning. And Lord, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask, Father, that you come in and renew us right now. Strengthen us, Father. Embolden us. Empower us to go out and do miraculous things today in our lives and in the lives of others. Because you've already given us the victory. It's been ours since day one. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now for all the things they've laid before you, that we now reclaim our dreams. We reclaim our destinies. We reclaim our lives, our passions, our marriages, our children, our careers, our health, our finances, our ministries, our friends. We reclaim our neighborhoods, our people, our nation. We reclaim our peace, our joy, our goodness, our prosperity, our long-suffering. We reclaim our beauty. We reclaim everything, hallelujah, that you've already given to us today. In Jesus' name, we count it done. Let everyone listening say, amen. Praise the Lord. Come on and praise him. Praise him as I give you our task for today. That's right. Keep praising him. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Wherever you are, just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. This is morning motivation. This is what we do for you every day. We empower your life. Continue to praise him as I give you our task for this morning. Now, our topic for today, it's the audacity of hope. Are you bold enough to believe? Your task for this morning is to do the impossible today. Something that you believe for, that you let go. Do it today. All right, I will see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Please share this broadcast with at least two people today. Send them to feelthefire.com. They can hear it on their cell phones anywhere where they have internet connection. And set your alarms to join me at 6:30 or 8 a.m. I'll see you in the morning. I love you. The audacity. Change in your life including the status quo of your past, until you become bold enough to make the absolution of a new future. The audacity of hope. Are you bold enough to do something different today?